Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. Steve's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a good friend to you, whether you know it or not. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's the author of many books, including Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Government Isn't. Former presidential candidate, and as I say, he's one of our good friends. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Steve, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is the fact that... That this economy and our government, the return to some kind of sanity in Washington is going to have to happen from the grassroots. It's going to have to happen from the states, straightening things out and bringing it forward and into the future. And there are a lot of governors out there who are trying to do the right things, but I know you've been reporting recently on how they're having a lot of difficulty getting their legislatures to help out. What are you seeing?
Well, that's right, and we've written about it. The Wall Street Journal has a piece on it today about it. And what you find is the governors want to recognize that they need big tax reform, reducing tax rates, and state legislators, enthralled to special interests, are putting out real roadblocks to it. North Carolina, they haven't had an agreement yet. Both Oklahoma and other states have had smaller cuts. Indiana, smaller cuts than the governor wanted. Louisiana, the governor's efforts to get rid of the state income tax there is faltering. So I think it just goes to show, Jim, that you need term limits. You need grassroots activism. Because when these people stay in for a while, they forget that they are supposed to see the big picture and help out all of it and not special interests.
Well, exactly. But, you know, de Tocqueville told us we get the government in a democracy, you get the government you deserve. And so, you know, if the legislatures aren't doing what they need to do to encourage economic growth, if they're still holding on to their oxes that they don't want to get gored, shouldn't the next election cycle sort of reveal what kind of government people want?
Absolutely, and I think you're going to see it in the primaries next year. And I think you're going to also see another prairie fire coming out of Obamacare. And I think the voters are just getting more and more disgusted with an economy. Yes, America is doing better than the rest of the world among developed economies. We're going to grow a little more this year than last year. But as you know, we're like a ball player hitting 250 instead of 150. We should be doing 350.
Right.
And
right.
So I think you're going to see some another surge of activism again, as people say, if you don't perform, out you go, period.
Do you think there are quite a few stars aligning to give plenty of grassroots evidence, plenty of evidence out there to the folks out on Main Street, that you know there should be a pretty stark ability to make a decision. You know, do we go this way or that way? One way is more towards free markets and self determination, and the other way is toward bigger government. Should be easy to see this next time, shouldn't it?
It should indeed, and this is one advantage of talk radio, one advantage of the Internet, is that these messages can get out pretty starkly, pretty quickly. And I think you saw some of it in 2012. Some of these pro-tax legislators got beaten, but you really saw a real surge in 2010. And I think in 2014, just next year, The frustration over the economy doing better but not doing as well as it should. Obamacare horror as people get hit with that. Rising rates especially and complexity for small businesses. And the inability of these states that have governors that want to cut major tax cuts. I think it's going to be a perfect good storm.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it will be, and that we'll have the kind of election results that people like you and I like, people who are devoted to free markets and more self-determination and less government interference. Hopefully that'll be the result. But if it isn't, I mean, I think elections are telling us what America is becoming, don't you?
I think America is going to surprise people. We're not going to go the way of Western Europe as much as Obama wants us to.
From your mouth to God's ear, Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back with me right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.